His name is Anthony Rizzoli. He's part of the Northern Falcons Football Club, recently nominated for Coach of the Year at the recent Victorian Disability Sport and Recreation Awards. Anthony, great to have you on board.
Thank you, and good evening, fellas.
What have you enjoyed most about this coaching caper that you've been involved in for the better part of the last 7 years?
Oh, look, it's coming to training every Tuesday night and seeing a smile on the guys' faces and enjoying those little moments where we, you know, and game day as well, everyone getting excited and putting it all in.
Anthony, it's Athos here, and the team plays 8 games a year, but is it true that the FFA is set to expand it in the future?
Yeah, that's correct. You know, this is the second year for the league, there's 4 teams in our division at the moment, it's exciting to hear that other clubs are getting on board, and hopefully it can expand and so it gives our players an opportunity to play more often.
Now, Anthony, you're coaching the Access All Abilities team, and you've done it for a number of years now, which gives players, I suppose, with intellectual and physical disabilities a real chance to play competitive football.
That's correct. I mean, when I started 7 years ago, we only played like 1 or 2 games a year, and unfortunately there wasn't enough teams involved, and also, you know, the guys would train every week and be disappointed there wasn't opportunity for them to have games. So, you know, it's great that the league's come on board and the Football Federation's come on board, and I'm excited for the future as well for the guys.
Anthony, I love to hear a coach saying that his players are as excited as anyone else because they want to play. They love that competition. But what are some of the biggest challenges that you've had to face as a coach to bring the best out of the boys?
The best? Really, the challenges are that trying to get them to play as a team and playing in formation, because at first it was pretty foreign for some of the players. They would just chase the ball and, there wasn't really a defence, midfield and forward line. Over time, they understood the game. Some learned quicker than others. For some players, they'll get disorientated during the game and kick the ball the wrong way, and then and as they practice and train and stuff, they passed to their players and started kicking towards the right end of the ground.
You must get an awful lot of joy when a lot of the hard work bears fruit and you see these different players coming together and actually playing as a team.
Yeah, look, I do. It's great. I mean, they love playing together. They love being involved. And, for some, they're not that competitive. They just enjoy being out there. Even when the opposition scores, they give them a high five and so on. So it's really good because the winning doesn't really matter as much, which is great. I mean, there's a couple of players that like to win every time they're out there. But the pressure of not winning is not there when I'm coaching, so it's great.
Now we're talking to Anthony Rizzoli, who's the coach of the Northern Falcons FC. It's the Access All Abilities team. What age group are we talking about, Anthony?
My team is made up of mainly adults, but I do have a couple of players under the age of 18. One of the challenges when I first had the team was trying to get people playing in a similar age and abilities, because there's not many teams out there. When we first started, in a couple of games, we had young 13-year-olds playing up against 40-year-olds. League progressed and stuff like that, it made it hard, yes.
Now, are you getting a lot of support from Football Federation Victoria?
Yeah, definitely. The last couple of years have been fantastic. We do need the support from other clubs out there to get involved. you know, I'm proud to say that we were the first club-based team, All Abilities team. I do get, because we're from the north of Melbourne in Thornbury, I do still get phone calls from people from, say, the west of Melbourne and so on, wanting to play, but I can't access because of the distance. So, yeah, it's one of those things that I'm hoping that over time other clubs get involved and so people don't miss out on playing.
So if people do want to play, do want to get part and do want to get involved, how should they go about it, Anthony?
Well, there's a couple of ways. Directly give the Football Federation Victoria a ring.
Yep.
Sharon Wong is the person you can talk to about it, and she'll be able to connect people to the local clubs.
Fantastic.
And of course, if they're interested in playing in my team, they're more than welcome to give me a ring directly.
And when's your next game for the Northern Falcons, Anthony?
On the 18th of September.
And so, and where do you play the games?
So our home ground, and we're playing at home, is at Hayes Park on Flinders Street in Thornbury.
Okay, and what time of the day or night do you play?
So we train at night between 5:45 to 7 o'clock, and game day is usually Saturday morning or Saturday around lunchtime.
Fantastic.
So, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
We wish you an exciting brand new season. We've been talking to Anthony Rizzoli.